What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the world famous Comedy Store here in Hollywood, California for another episode of Comedy Store Wrestling. I'm Eddie Torres, and with me as always, the inappropriate one, Earl Skakel. How are you, brother?
Hey, look, it's an AEW shirt that doesn't have a hole in it.
Oh, shocking.
Thanks.
Revelations.
Appreciate it.
We are joined today with a good friend, a pro wrestling fan, a host of the, well, previous host of the Cow Pod.
Yeah.
Well,
I still was the host of it, the Comedians of Wrestling podcast, on a bit of a hiatus right now.
Well, there you go. It's on a hiatus. Yeah. He knows a lot about wrestling. He's also a hilarious comedian. Mr. Dan Black.
Hey.
How are you, brother?
Thanks for having me, guys. I love talking wrestling.
Best set at Hunkamania.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Killed it. Killed it.
You must see, though. Are you on the one Saturday in Vegas?
No.
No,
I'm not there. I'm not there.
So we're not plugging the show. Fuck Ryan and Nick.
No, go see Hunkamania. Those are my friends. You ever heard of him? Dolph Ziggler?
Yeah, just a guy. I mean, he was some here. Guy. It's not a big deal.
Hollywood Hunk, his brother?
His more famous brother, the Hollywood Hunk. He's on the writer's strike right now. I seen him out there picketing,
man,
in the streets.
I got people in that picket line that haven't worked in 15 fucking years.
It's a great town to have a pick, a strike. It gives people things to do.
Yeah. Well, we have a world of news. Sorry we missed last week. I even got hit up on Instagram DMs like, where's the episode? I'm like, I'm sorry. We took a week off.
Start paying us.
Yeah.
And hey. Maybe we'll do a couple episodes. You know, last week we were both on assignment.
Yes, we were tired and on assignment.
Pay these guys.
Yeah, sorry. So, but there is
you
a lot.
Were on a whole, your flight got delayed in Saudi, right?
That's right. Yeah, I was out there making negotiations for the Night of Champions, which is this coming weekend. But first off, I do want to do the sad news. Rest in peace, Mr. Superstar Billy Graham, who passed away this last week, I believe, a couple days ago.
I mean, how old are you?
Me? 39.
So I'm 54. So yeah. Like
54? You look great for 54.
I'm not moisturized.
But, yeah, yeah, I can tell. We got to talk elixirs after this.
This another podcast.
You must do a spinoff. Let's just...
Well, listen, I'm down. but, like, Kamala was the wrestler I was first a fan of. Like, he was the first guy I was like, I want to be a fan of his. But Superstar was the first guy I noticed.
Oh, yeah.
Because he really was Hogan before Hogan, Jesse the Body. You know, he paved the way because he just looked so different than just a gigantic blonde dude with the kind of bald hair but the flowing locks and... you know, it's sad because he doesn't get the credit. I think wrestlers from his generation, it was so long ago. And he wasn't great on social media like most guys. He was 80, but, you know, they're forgotten, which is too bad. So.
Right. But his legacy, it's weird because his legacy is that he was Hogan before Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
And he paved the way for...
Flair.
Yeah. And Jesse the Body. But, like, you know, he gets that recognition that, like, he paved the way for that those kind of antics. That's how I know him.
Now, the WWE tribute video pointed out that he was, like, the first actual sports entertainer or something like
right.
that. That he was, like, the first one to do the gimmick, basically, the promos and the... To move away from just the old school grappling, you know?
I mean, he wasn't, and I hate saying this because he just died, but like, he wasn't the greatest wrestler, but, you know, the image was, he really was the first. Okay, this guy's not the greatest wrestler. He's not San Martino. He's not Luthes. But people want to look at him instead of those two guys.
Yeah.
So it's sad. And
was he kind of the first body guy? Like, literally, he was.
He was jacked.
But, you know.
I mean. Bobo Brazil had a good body, but I don't think he flexed like, you know, he was just a naturally big dude. This was the first guy, I think, who was at Gold's Gym and working out with Schwarzenegger and Dave Draper.
Jeez, the N-word.
Schwarzenegger. this guy's trying to get me canceled.
Yeah, maybe we'll get more views.
All right. One spot a week. I'm going to, like... Really?
You get canceled. You get three. All right.
You're right. Actually, I'm a pedophile. I just got four spots.
All right. Well, Earl and I were lucky enough to be invited by our friend Rocky Romero to go to New Japan Resurgence at Long Beach at the Pyramid. It was a great, great time. I had fun. It was really cool being in that building again. I wish they had filled the seats a little bit differently because where the camera was pointed, there were some empty spots. But there was, the place was filled to the brim. Like, they could have moved some people like, hey, fill it up so for the camera at least, you know?
Well, I think the problem was the concessions were so bad in terms of the weight that you literally had on both sides of the arena. There's only two stands.
Yeah.
100 people in each line. So there's 200 people waiting in line to get food.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that was pretty rough.
Nothing you can do about it just because have you been to the pyramid?
I haven't been to the pyramid. I went to the first New Japan show in Long Beach. When they did the first one they did in America. I was at like the, I don't know, Long Beach Convention Center is what I want to call it. But it was wild because it was like, we're like, wow, we're going to go see Okada. You know, he's like in our mind, like Okada is like a god. I can't believe we're going to see him in person. And then you get in there and there's like a K-pop conference in the next room. And then like Kenny Omega runs out to go like pee in the same bathroom we're using. And like, it was just like a standard auditorium. And you were like, oh, that's a little... You realize like how much the value of the proper arena WWE is in, because I mean the whole thing's a sell to begin with.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's tricky when like you're saying I find that's tough about indie shows, especially on video, where it's like the whole thing is about the spectacle, and then when there's no spectacle, it's tricky.
Mercedes Moné, who's like the biggest star there, formerly Sasha Banks, comes out and the camera pans to her, and there's just empty stands behind her. That's not a good look. For production,
it's why Cody went back. There's just at some point you get to a place where you're like, well, when they're doing it, WWE is fucking big time.
Yeah,
can we curse on this?
Huh?
That was an unnecessary curse. We can curse, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. At least AEW, like they have issues too. I've been to some of their tapings and I've seen some areas are empty, but they're smart about it. They get it out of the camera. They don't show it, but. New Japan
you see that feast?
Could use some more.
Sorry to interrupt you, but did you see the seat filler sign?
No.
Someone had a backstage. They were doing like a street fight. Shit, I don't remember the exact match. But in AEW, the camera goes by a sign that's like seat filler entrance.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah.
Was it last week with Jericho and Roderick Strong?
I think it might have been. That's what I would think it would be, but I can't confirm because I saw it separate. I saw that match and then I saw the meme separate from the match. But yeah.
Yeah, well, they have a record of showing stuff they shouldn't be showing, like Moxley pulling a razor out of his mouth and stabbing himself. Move the camera just a little bit.
It was a good show, though.
New Japan put on a tremendous wrestling event.
For a college basketball arena that they've probably never been to before.
No, they have. I saw New Japan there a few years ago before the Pandy. I saw the Golden Lovers versus the Young Bucks there. That was fun.
That's awesome.
It was a star-studded card.
We had Okada, we had Ishii, we had Ospreay, we had... Moxley was there.
Tony Storm
popped in to help Juice Robinson out. It was a good card. I had a great time. Rocky
was great.
Rocky killed it. He was in a tag match with Okada.
I didn't see the card, but it felt like I was talking crap about the New Japan shows. But the New Japan shows I've been to on here have been amazing. I saw Omega versus Ishii, and I was like, I don't think I'd ever seen a match. I had been to a live match where I was like, it was so dangerous, you know?
Oh, because you were like right up front?
The spots, I was like, No, they did they were doing like dragon suplexes right onto the concrete. Like, it was it was truly insane. Because at that point, I'd only been to really WWE shows and I guess I'd been to like PWG shows, which were absolutely insane. Back in Reseda.
I was like, that's when I first saw Ricochet. Like, Jesus, this guy's insane.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Swanton bombs into the crowd.
Dude, I have video footage of me at a bar wrestling show, and Brody King, who, if you're familiar, is a very big man.
Huge, very large man.
And if you've ever been to bar wrestling, it's all standing room only. And I was literally right. This was the ring. I was like my hands on the apron because they like the people doing the banging on the apron. I'm standing there and Brody King does the run through ropes and then flies over the top onto me and my buddies. Beer everywhere. Everybody's just,
It's insane.
Like crowd surfing. I don't know.
I can't do that anymore. When I'll bring somebody to an indie show for the first time, you know, and... Yeah. The first time that I never forget, like the look in their eyes when the first time they see that the audience is sitting so close to the ring, but they know to pick up your chair and move.
Oh, sure.
And the wrestlers don't slow down at all for it. It's like, get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah.
If they bounce off the opposite rope, it's on you.
You get one little one of these every once in a while, like move. Yeah. And if you're not paying attention, you're fucked.
Oh my God.
But anyway, great show from New Japan. Thank you, Rocky, once again for inviting us out there.
Kind of set some things up for Forbidden Door, I thought.
Like, oh yeah.
Storyline.
Yeah, so yeah. Ospreay won against Tanahashi, so he's got another match in Dominion against Lance Archer, but we know where this is going. This is going to Omega Ospreay for the title at Forbidden Door.
As a show, I mean, their match in Japan, did you see it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, if there's a 10-star match, that was it.
Yeah.
So
Ospreay's incredible.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of his. Like,
he's amazing.
Great on the mic. His ring work is second to none, and him and Omega have just such good... I don't know if they're friends, co-workers, acquaintances, but I can't wait for the promos.
Ospreay gives me the vibe that he doesn't get along with anybody in real life.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's just in my head.
Well, yeah. I asked Rocky if we could meet him after, because he's probably my second favorite outside of Omega right now. And, and the way Rocky looked, I'm like, oh, he's one of those.
Yeah,
you catch him on the right day, he's the nicest guy on earth. But like, it's a big match for him, so... You know, you might not want to meet him.
Yeah. Do you like that or you don't like that? I kind of like, makes me feel like if they're a little Bret Hardy, let's call it that.
I mean, it would be devastating to me since I'm such a fan if he was a dick to me.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't that be on brand? Wouldn't that be like, hey, he's a dick on Mike, so.
But, you know, when you take someone like Rocky, who's so fucking nice, it's made me a bigger fan.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I've heard the same thing about Omega. Like, he's into comic books and wrestling.
Yeah.
If you don't have anything to contribute to those two areas, it's probably not going to be a great meeting. It's just going to be a quick handshake. So, you know. I mean, what do you prefer? Like, do you prefer a little dickiness? Like, so they're in character?
Okay, so I want to say yes to, like, come off as cool, but I told you this when I bumped into Punk at Starbucks.
Yes.
And so I approached CM Punk at Starbucks. And I you know, we live in L.A. We interact with famous people, you know what I mean? But I was so fucking nervous, but not to, like, talk to him. Just that, like, if the interaction went poorly, it would be so upsetting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%.
So I think, like, and he was cool. To his credit, he's cool shit. I know he's a guy that is, you know, a pariah, and I know you're not a big fan of his, but...
He was a dick to me when I met him.
Really?
And maybe he had a bad day.
Yeah.
You know, I always, you know, I don't know what the guy was. I saw him at Equinox. We're both working out. Yeah. A wrestling shirt on. I'm like, oh, it's perfect time.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, you're one of the only reasons I watched today's product. And he just looks at me and goes, don't say that. And then just walked off. I'm like, wait,
wow.
I just said that. Like, I think someone said, I'm one of the only reasons they watch comedy. I'd be like, hey, man, thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Like, okay, sorry.
It's funny you say the gym. My family, they live in Plainview, Long Island, like where MJF, I've told you this, where MJF is from. MJF works out in the gym my parents go to. And so when I go visit my parents, I'll use their gym. And last time I was there, MJF was working out in there. And my dad was there with me, and he's like, yeah, go talk to him. I'm like, I can't. I can't bother him.
He's salt of the earth.
What I'm saying is that he might gimmick me. That'd be the worst case scenario.
That'd be funny with him, though.
Yeah, with him, I expect it.
I've seen him, like, say had some clip. Yeah. Some, you know, 8-year-old girl asking for an autograph. Yeah. He literally just went like that. Yeah, what are you doing here? Like,
flips him off. Like, fuck you. There was a picture I saw on Twitter of him. It was him smiling, a little kid bent over.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is the only time I smiled because he punched a kid in the nuts. He did a nut check on the little kid.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. But if it happens to me.
Was he nice to you?
He didn't go up. He didn't do it.
I would have rolled the dice. I want to see what's going to happen here.
Well.
Yeah. We also had a couple mutual friends. So that would be like, that would be weird. Then I'm just like, he was a dick to me, and we, you know, and we have some friends in common. Well, it's weird, but
that
would have
been an icebreaker, no?
Oh yeah, I'm a mark.
I'm the mark, so it's kind of like on me, you know? I mean, but yeah.
But that could have been the icebreaker. Like, hey, we know some people, mutual friends. I don't know.
See, I had a bad experience when I was a kid. This has nothing to do with wrestling, but I love Enter the Dragon, the karate movie. I saw John Saxon walk out of my doctor's office. He was the cool guy with the gambling addiction in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, hey, Mr. Saxon, Enter the Dragon's like Star Wars to me. Can I get your autograph? He just looks at me and goes, I don't have the time. And I'm like, bro, you haven't acted in 30 fucking years. You got time. I didn't say that to him.
Yeah,
so should have. It's kind of every time Enter the Dragon's on now,
Yeah.
It's not as important to me anymore.
No, that's what I'm saying. But what if, like, I really was nervous in the moment, and I wouldn't expect this if you told me before, that, like, if Punk was a dick to me, that it's years, you know, that's years of me being a fan of this guy that's, like, right. It's a waste of my life or something. I don't know. Weird mentality I had there.
But, like, when I met Warrior, everyone said, you don't want to meet him. His lawyer called me up. Dude, don't go. He had an autograph signing. Couldn't have been probably my best celebrity meeting ever.
You met Warrior?
He's in full makeup. Dude, was doing an autograph signing. I was the last guy in line. So I'm like, fuck, he's going to be in a bad mood. He's going to be tired. And like, we're all around celebrities.
Yeah, of course.
Meeting him was like meeting Superman.
Oh my God.
I couldn't look at him. I was looking at his shoes and he's like, hey, Earl, thank you for waiting. Sorry about the wait. I'm like, thank you, Mr. Warrior. I'm calling him Mr. Warrior.
In the makeup?
And I bought, yeah, and he's pretty jacked. He had a flat top or whatever, so it wasn't quite. And I'm like, I bought this, Mr. Warrior. Can you just sign it to Earl? And he's like, give this kid some sweatshirts. And like, so it made me 100 times more of the fan than I already was. So
that's the ideal situation. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Because his reputation was one of being kind of prickly. So
yeah, there's some unsavory video footage on the internet of
Warrior. Well, his political views were, I'm not in alignment with.
His name is legally Warrior, correct?
It's genius. That's his name. Think about it.
Yeah.
Oh, Vince, you trademarked my name?
Right.
Fuck you. That's my name now.
My name is Warrior. So you just do it. That's amazing.
I mean, people, you know, he did a shoot video about Hogan. You've seen that, right?
Yeah.
And people are like, this guy's bitter. He's crazy. But when you look back now, he was pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Hogan was this and that. So
Macho Man has an entire rap album about how shitty Hogan was.
Yeah, so I don't know. It was a pleasant, it was the complete opposite of my John Saxon experience.
Well, I am derailing you guys, but my buddy, he called me the other day. This is how my friends are. My friends are like, we connect so much through wrestling. My buddy called me the other day and he was like, you know, I realized that I'm not on Bret Hart's side. That's what my friend called me. You know what I mean? And it's pretty funny because, like, I don't know where you guys stand on that. I'm talking, obviously, about the Screwjob situation. When I was a kid, I remember watching Wrestling with Shadows and literally crying, being like, I can't believe they screwed over Bret Hart like that. I mean, he was like my hero, you know? And then, like, it is as you get older and you realize the business of it, and you're a little bit like, well, he was being a little unreasonable as well. You know,
that's where do you stand?
Yeah, where do you guys stand on that? Do you think it's a work?
I don't think it was a work. I think it, like, I don't know. When I was a kid, I didn't know. I thought it was part of the story. I didn't really think it was an actual screw job. I just thought, like, okay, well, this is how the story's going. And then later, as I grew up, I'm like, oh, yeah, Brett was kind of a jerk. But Shawn Michaels is also kind of a jerk. So I don't know. It's a lot of ego. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm sure.
True.
I'm sure it's some bullshit.
Well, your name's Earl, so your opinion matters a lot here. You're involved.
But when he did his promo, Shawn Michaels, and with the zinger about Sonny, like, you've seen some sunny days. Like, that's a deep cut, man. That's a roast battle, like, jab at him. I think it was pretty shitty to do to the guy, but I also think he was unrealistic. He didn't want to lose the belt. He just wanted to vacate it.
He didn't want to lose it. Well, he didn't want to lose it in Canada, right?
Yeah, I think that, I don't remember, but the next night might have been in the States, and I think he was like, well, why don't we just do something there, just not here?
Yeah, that's right. He says that I'll lose it on Monday.
Right, which I want to say was in New York, but I know the wrestling marks get a little angry when you are wrong with your intel.
Yeah, right.
So, you know.
But at the same time, you have the big pay-per-view. If you're Vince, do you want him to win right before he leaves? Even if he just loses it in some kind of something a month, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a tough one. Yeah. But it made Vince's character.
Hell yeah.
I don't think it was a work, although there's like a Zapruder film type footage. They say where Bret Hart was like fingering WCW in the air, like the letters.
Yeah,
I've seen that.
And I've looked at it 1,000 times because I have the time. He wasn't going like this. I don't know.
What they said that he was doing instead. He wasn't doing WCW?
No, they said he was doing it. I don't believe he was. I thought he was going
WCW.
What do you think he was doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not in the guy's fucking brain.
Oh, anyway, moving along to the third topic of the night, which is unfortunately a perfect fucking segue from what we were talking about. CM Punk. Can I stop talking about CM Punk, please? I just want to stop talking about him. Let's just get over it already. But CM Punk, apparently they had him in for the new show that they're doing, the AEW Collision, and then apparently he wanted to bring Ace Steel back in to work TV, and apparently now there's more, like, that's why he's not in the promos for Collision. That's why he's not been announced yet. But he was, and they haven't even announced the premiere date. They announced a bunch of other dates, but not the premiere of Collision. They didn't say where it was.
They said when it was, but...
They were supposed to do it in Chicago, but because they couldn't secure CM Punk, now they're thinking about doing it at Daly's place in Jacksonville. So it's just constant issues with this guy. You know what I mean? Like, even if you're an outsider that doesn't know anything, like, it just comes off like he's a problem, you know, CM Punk. There's always an issue with this guy.
Listen, my opinion with CM Punk is that CM Punk is, in my opinion, best for business. CM Punk, to me, I don't get caught up in, like, some my buddy was, we talked about this. Mm. My buddy was like, yeah, but, you know, he's like a locker room pariah. Like, I don't give a shit about the locker room. I don't work there.
Yeah.
I just know that he brings heat to the product, you know? And that's how I feel about it. It's like, whether it's, you know, and it's not go home heat, right? It is actual, like, engaging. Everybody I know sent me the video of him eating the muffins. You know what I mean? Like, the guy is, he's engaging his shit in the drama that is wrestling. To me, what you're selling when you're selling pro wrestling is you're selling a work shoot product, something that toes the line between real and fake. And there's no guy who does that in modern day wrestling than CM Punk. So yeah. If you want to watch like something that's just totally, totally, and I use the F word, but I'm saying scripted. It's all scripted. Everybody's getting along every second. And it's just like, this is how it was written and that's it. Well, then that's pulling out so much of the fun of pro wrestling.
I don't want it to be all like hunky dory.
Yes, it's just, you do.
No, it's just I just see like
listen, brother.
I gave him a shot, you know, like when they brought him into AEW. I'm like, look, I don't like him in WWE. Whatever, I'm gonna do a clean slate. Impress me, make me a fucking CM Punk fan, and then nothing. All this bullshit happened. I'm like, no, see, I was right all along to not like this guy, and it just gets worse.
Well, not liking him is irrelevant, right? Because that's just a heel, right? That's a shoot heel.
No. That's the thing. I don't hate him because he's a heel. I don't think he's doing a good job. Like, the whole gimmick of, like, oh, I'm the straight-edge savior. I'm the punk. He was supposed to represent punk rock. And to me, he is the opposite of punk rock. He is the worst. But anyway, that's my opinion. I just want to stop talking about him or talk about him in a good way. I would love if CM Punk's back and everything's great.
I think he's so punk. I think he's like truly such a true rebel in every sense of the word. Like, this guy cannot be contained. Oh. Like, you know, now when I watched CM Punk's documentary, I remember back in the day and I was watching him like headbang at the Rancid show. And I was like, listen, I'm a big fan of this guy, but I don't think we would be friends. You know what I mean? Like, that's my vibe. I don't think
he's friends with anybody.
Yeah, I also don't think he has friends, you know?
No.
That being said, it was very cool to me. So that being said, I'm open to being friends with CM. Hey, Phil, I'm your ally. But the thing is, like, I think that so many wrestlers stay in the lines, you know, like they there's the parameters of how wrestling should be done and it gets stale and boring. There's so many hours of it. And this guy still finds a way to get everybody talking about him.
I mean,
maybe sometimes it's too far. That's fine. But my argument is just that, like, I don't work there, so, and I like it. So yeah. I don't know.
I want it to...
him punching people, like, for real. Like, that. Right. I'm not condoning that, but...
I am.
biting people. No, I just, look, it's not a matter of... I like what he's... Like, if all of this is a work and he's doing it to work people, great. Good job, dude. Genius.
Right.
But I just think he's a dick, and it's not. And they're having issues trying to fucking come to terms. And it's just, I'm bored of the drama. I'm just bored of the drama. Like, figure it out.
Well, I think the problem.
Let them fight on TV. You know what I mean?
They
should have had cameras at the brawl out. You know.
His first match. It's key the opponent. Like, do you like the Matt Hardy Edge Lita thing where it's real and you know, so that would mean him and Omega, but like. I don't think he could hang with Omega. Like, so you're wasting Omega because, I mean, who can? Outside of Ospreay, Okada.
They're like four guys.
Yeah. I mean, so I don't know if I want to see that.
Maybe Charlotte.
Yeah. I mean, Jade.
Jade Cargill.
So I think that first opponent is like, MJF and him were good, but, you know, do you go with the natural heat that him and Omega have?
That's the thing. The rumors are that they want to put him up against either Samoa Joe or Jericho on this Collision show. And I'm like, why? Nobody wants to see that. Everybody wants, if you're going to bring him back.
It's got to be Omega.
It's got to be Omega and the Elite, you know, and FTR. Like, make that Collision happen. Let them throw some fucking, let them, you know, shoot some punches in there. Get it out of their system. Make it cool.
See, to me, though.
Oh, go ahead. I'm just like, it doesn't feel cool. It feels like bitch drama from high school, and I don't care.
Because this is all building towards the London card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking 90,000 people.
That's going to be so cool.
And, you know, I don't know. I'll guess Ospreay beats Omega at Forbidden Door, and then you have the rubber match in London, because that's Ospreay's hometown.
Yeah.
Or home country.
Yeah.
London's hometown.
But, hometown's fine. You can call it a hometown.
So, you know, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think.
I love that. I think it's a great plan. I like that, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure Omega's will put him over. I mean, he put him over, you know, in the promos and in the match, but that's, I think, makes the most sense.
Well, here, look, I'm going to make a promise to the listeners of the show, and it's actually me taking CM Punk's advice. I'm going to stop talking about him, because that's what he said on Instagram. He's like, you guys keep talking about me.
But
stop talking about me.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to stop.
Hi, Cole Cabana.
Yeah, I will stop. This is the last
time. Maybe
that's
the first opponent.
Dude, that's fucking money. Look at that.
I'll
up with that.
Yeah. But it's almost too late. Like, they had the opportunity, like, when that they were doing it now.
But that heat, it takes 4 seconds to reignite.
A good promo.
He literally shit on his bank account being with his mom. I mean, you know.
I mean, I was with my mom's bank account for a long time.
But. Yeah.
Well, that's fine. That's because you're a baby face. You're a natural baby face.
No, I'm a heel. I'm under a gag order on some things up here. So,
Well, look, I'll only mention him if he comes back. I'm not going to dwell into any of this fucking internet drama anymore. I'm over it. If he comes back, hey, CM Punk's back. And we'll move along.
They're going to need him for the London card. Like,
probably, yeah.
If you're trying to sell 90,000 seats, you need him.
Well, yeah. I mean, Bischoff made a great point. You know, he really is an amazing mind. He's like,
of course.
I'm Tony Khan. I don't bring in one ex-WWE or WCW guy. You want London to be your... This is an AEW show.
Yeah, they don't.
I don't know if that's sustainable.
They don't have the guts to do it, though.
Because, you know, Goldberg, you know, he's probably going to be on that London card in some capacity.
That's what they're saying, right?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. The guy's a name. I don't.
He's a free agent.
Would you like Wardlow Goldberg or something like that?
That's what the rumor is.
Goldberg was like, listen, I was like a young Jewish kid on Long Island. Like, I couldn't believe this guy was the same fucking species as me, let alone a Jewish man. Like, that blew my mind.
But he don't look like that anymore. I'm the same age. I don't look like I did.
Dude, of course not. But, well, I loved his... Going back, like his 33 Orlando run against Lesnar, where he beat him at Survivor Series, love that. Then everything after that was whatever. But I still just pop for the music and the entrance. I'm fine with it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe him and Punk, like, just because, you know, Punk gets hurt a lot. And that's, it's not a slam.
So you really want to put Goldberg, who has almost hurt a bunch of people.
He almost killed Taker, remember that?
Yeah, he almost killed Taker. He's going to kill a fucking Punk with his brittle bones.
Punk is light enough where Goldberg can, like, control him. Like,
I
think if you put him in there with a Wardlow, he goes for the jackknife powerbomb on Wardlow, he probably blows his back out. I'm not trying to be funny.
No, you're
so, yeah. A Punk is, what, 200 pounds, maybe, in that...
Yeah. Well, I tried to get the scale out at Starbucks, but he wouldn't get on it.
Equinox, I was like, I'm never talking to this guy again. So, I mean, I think in both their cases, it's key. Because you think Goldberg should go out on his back.
Yeah.
I think there's no way he's coming back to lose in London.
I mean, well, you've watched wrestling for a long time. Traditionally.
Many years.
Don't you go out on your shield, basically? When you retire,
to go on your back, but Goldberg is such an unconventional talent. You know, like he's almost like not a real wrestler. You know, like you don't even need to look. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't even need to. Dude, actually, there was like a special on, I think, I was going to say WWE Network, whatever, Peacock. By the way, Peacock. Holy
I like
shit.
It.
You like Peacock?
Everyone's shitting on it. I dig it that you can get a smart TV about this size and just go to the Peacock thing. And I was watching Rick Rude matches. I don't know why.
No, I like that. It's just that the organization is like, I was trying to watch Backlash. It's like season 38 of Backlash. It's hard to find like just the latest Backlash.
I didn't say it was the most perfect endeavor. But.
It's designed by seasons, but I don't remember what I was saying. Oh. Goldberg, they were showing like Goldberg's like genesis, you know, like his whole like origin, and like if you watch some of those early Goldberg matches, they're so sloppy, it's crazy. He almost like killed Finley like in his second match or something.
Well, Hugh Morris, he almost broke his neck.
Like, yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah. It should be fun. Hopefully Goldberg shows up. But look, we're all saying, oh, they need Goldberg, they need Punk. But they already sold 70,000 plus seats.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Without a single match announced.
When is the card?
August 27th.
That's amazing.
So they will sell out.
They'll sell it out with no matches announced. It's insane.
You do a run-in, maybe. Yeah.
There's so much value, like, in Puerto Rico. Like, just going somewhere else, they just are like, wow, they're coming to us.
Like, years ago, when Triple H was running NXT, that was his plan. He was like, we wanted global domination. We
wanted
NXT Japan, NXT, you know, everywhere. And in my mind, I'm like, eh, it's kind of cool, kind of like the old territories, but kind of weird. Mm-hmm. But now when I see what's going on, like you see the London crowd and you see the Puerto Rico, it's like, oh, that makes perfect fucking sense.
That's why you got to put Ospreay over. Like, McIntyre is
Scottish.
It's in his contract.
There's a lot of questions going around McIntyre, but...
He'll resign, though.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, I think...
Dude, I watched McIntyre. He was wrestling at PWG, and you're like, what is this guy doing in this fucking, like, it was like an American Legion Hall or whatever, and you're like, he had the most professional gear on, everything. It was like, you're like, all right, you got to go to the big league.
But if I'm him, I look at how they've handled Bray Wyatt since his, big return and go, AEW is an option. Now, I don't know what the non-compete clause would be.
Yeah.
I mean, he could be the AEW champion, like, right away. He's,
Well, way to get me depressed, Earl, talking about Bray Wyatt. I didn't want to talk about it, but,
I still think he should have signed in AEW. It's one day a week you work.
Yeah.
Four pay-per-views a year. He wants to get into acting and Hollywood stuff. It's like...
Well, now they got two shows, so it's 2 days. They're ramping it up like that. There's three pay per views coming up. There's Double or Nothing. There's All In and Wembley, and there's Forbidden Door. That's three pay per views. That's like one a month, basically.
Oh, I mean, listen, I'm an AEW mark. I'm not a huge fan of WWE, so I'm rooting for AEW.
All right, well, we got a lot to go through, so I'm going to go quick fire some of this shit.
We all talk a lot.
Yeah, I know. Moxley and Omega last week, we didn't get to talk about it, but that match was ridiculous in the cage. Fucking the knee through the cage was the one that really got me when he got kind of caught in the thing. I'm like, oh, the inner thigh, the groin. But that was a great match. I called the betrayal here on this show months before it happened with Don Callis. It was just obvious to me. And some people are like, no, never. It was pretty obvious that it was coming. But the Elite is now back together with Hangman Adam Page, and he's got an eye patch for some reason, which looks cool.
It looks really cool.
It looks cool, but like, did they explain? Did he get stabbed in the eye?
Yeah. He got stabbed the first month of AEW, and then it healed, and then they just decided it was injured again, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I'm wondering, did I miss something? Did Callis stab him with a screwdriver too? Like, what?
That was Moxley. Moxley had the eye patch, and then he showed up to the match, and then he pulled it off. Like, aha, my eye works.
Better. So I don't know. I don't know where the eye patch came from, but I mean, it's a cool look, I guess.
But what happened to the Asian guy?
Take a shit out.
But like, they bring him in, and then they just kind of like.
Yeah, dude. I think they had plans, but he's still working Japan, so he's got to go back and forth. You know, that's the trouble with AEW bringing in new Japan talent. Like, they got to go back to Japan. You can't really do a long-term storytelling with people that live in Japan.
Right.
It's hard. Anyway, so I wanted to mention the Mox Omega match and the Elite being back in full force, which is cool. I'm excited about that. The Saturday Night Collision, that happened over the time that we've done the show. Are you excited for two more hours of wrestling on Saturday?
I mean, I think AEW needs...
They need it, but on Saturday?
I mean, I'll tape it.
That's what I'm saying. Or who's going to be home to watch TiVo. That?
I still say TiVo.
Yeah, TiVo's fine.
Unless they switch over how they judge how a show is doing. Like, if they're going to go off ratings, that show's going to do poorly, because who's fucking tuning in on Saturday?
Yeah, but that's... Well, anything's better than Friday night, which is Rampage. You might as well just have this and have that show in this basement. Like, it's just, Friday night's the death of, you know...
They do SmackDown also.
Yeah, there's that too. Anybody who's going to watch wrestling is going to watch SmackDown.
Yeah. I don't know. So, I mean, listen, it's good for a guy like Miro, who's...
Yeah, Miro's one of the main names on there.
Big Bill, I can see him, maybe.
Yeah, the House of Blacks was on the flyer, a poster, whatever you want to call it. Andrade's back for that, so that's cool, because he's going to be back on TV.
Put him against Guevara.
Yeah.
They hate each other.
That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe they have another show. It's wild.
Yeah. They have enough talent for it. I'll tell you that.
They have enough talent for 7 shows.
The roster is huge.
Hobbs is going to be on that show too. And I know I saw our buddy Hollywood Hunk is now in ROH. He's moved on since AEW Dark is now gone. They've moved him to ROH with Pretty Peter Avalon, which is cool.
They're great. What about Cesar
Bononi?
He's got the best look. How is he not on TV a little bit?
I don't know, man. Same reason Miro's not on TV or fucking Andrade. These great guys, great workers, great look. Not on TV, not being used. Just sitting at home collecting a paycheck, which, I mean, I don't blame him. Good for them. Anyway, moving along from that, June 29th is the official release date for the AEW Fight Forever video game. That was announced yesterday, I think, by Kenny Omega. I'm excited to play it, but I'm going to say, man, that game looks like shit. I know that's the point. Like, they want to go retro, but fuck, it looks bad.
I mean, listen, I'm a mark for AEW, and I'm going to get a PS5 just so I can play the game.
I mean, I'm going to play it.
It doesn't look good. I didn't see any footage of it. Are they trying to make it look like NWO Revenge?
Yeah. It's the same company, Ukes or whatever.
Developer. I mean, I played the fuck out of that game, so that kind of excites me.
It's fun gameplay. It looks fun. It's just, I don't... it's not polished.
like that Magnavox video game system I had, Odyssey, which was like... The tennis game was just 2 T's. Like, it was, like, that was this tennis player. It was the T and the ball. It was horrible. Well, so we'll see.
Apparently, the issue was the reason why the game has been delayed numerous times and they haven't had a release date till just now is that Kenny wanted the game to be really bloody, like super bloody. Yeah. And apparently, it was too bloody and they couldn't get approval for ratings, like the ESRB. Wow. Because like they were like at some points it just looked like a crime scene because it was just blood everywhere, all over the mat, all over everything. So they had to tone down some of the blood to let it be used. But
are there going to be New Japan guys in it too?
Probably. I'm assuming. That'd be pretty cool. I'm assuming there'll be some DLC, you know, New Japan packets. But yeah, that was announced. I wanted to bring up the fact that on SmackDown there was a lot of new talent. It feels like Triple H is running the show and not Vince, even though everybody still thinks Vince is back there. But, you know, we had Grayson Waller. We had Pretty Deadly. Like, there was a lot of new talent on SmackDown. So it's starting to feel like a new era for real. Like,
it was the Grayson Waller effect. The Grayson Waller effect. They kind of gave him, like, his own, like, YouTube kind of show thing.
I don't understand the need for everybody to have a TV show, like Kevin Owens' show, The Miz TV, and there's a lot of shows. But okay, I guess he's got the Australian accent that people like.
See, the Australian accent, it's funny that when I was watching that, I was curious what your guys' opinion on that is. The Australian accent is tough for men, like, to be menacing. It's very like Rhea Ripley struggles with it too, where it's like. You're trying to speak tough, and it never comes off as tough. But Paul Hogan, when I was a kid, like Crocodile Dundee, he came off as tough. He's like, that's a knife, you know?
Yeah.
But
it was,
right?
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But it's something the wrestlers can't give me the tough Australian.
Especially Grayson Waller, he doesn't look tough either.
He's a little silly.
Yeah, he's got the little like silky shirts that are open and the tight shorts and just
that. But dude, dress.
Who?
Yeah. That's how I dress.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah. You
sure? Not right now. I just wanted to show off my Omega shirt that doesn't have holes in it.
Yeah, there you go. but yeah, I mean, I'm excited. It does feel like a fresh new era of WWE product with all these new talent popping up.
I like that tag team. What were they called again?
Pretty Deadly.
Pretty Deadly?
Yes, boys.
I was enjoying that. We were doing like a John Morrison like sexy thing.
Slow motion, like, yeah. I mean, you know, look, it was
ridiculous.
I'm all about
like Sigmund Freud kind of vibes.
I never saw them in NXT. I saw pictures of them with the fucking, they have the shirts that are, the crop tops that are up here above the nipples.
Yeah.
And I was just like, all right, I'm good. I don't need to see that. But then when I saw them on TV, I'm like, all right, that's funny. I'm good. I'm in. I'm in for that.
They kind of had like Triple H's old trunks, like when he was a butler.
Oh, my God, yes. What was his name then? Hunter Hurst Helmsley.
Hunter Hurst Helmsley.
Yeah, Warrior beat him in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Take this, bitch.
He did.
What else? The Bloodline story is starting to get pretty stale for me. I do like this little wrinkle of... The Usos, I feel like Sammy's going to lose at Night of Champions. We'll get to that because we're going to do our picks. But I feel like this is just leading into the Usos versus Roman and Solo at SummerSlam or something. And the final crumbling of the Bloodline, which is unfortunate because it was a great story all along. But I feel like this is it for Roman. Like if the Bloodline dies out and that whole story just goes away... I'm no longer invested in whatever he's doing.
You're out of the Bloodline.
I'm out of the Tribal Chief. Huh?
You're no longer... You're
I don't really... I can't respect the Tribal Chief.
Can you unacknowledge?
Maybe. Can I ignore?
Yeah. What's the opposite of unacknowledging? Yeah, it's like a...
Ignoring?
Unsubscribe? Can you unsubscribe to the Tribal Chief?
Yeah, like I... You know, I famously before all of this Bloodline shit, I hated him. But the Bloodline got me to like him. But if it's going to go away, I don't know. Hopefully. We'll see. But it's interesting where it's going. I think we'll see the I think we'll see Roman and Solo beat KO and Sammy, which is sad. But
do you think so?
That's the trade-off in Saudi Arabia. Oh, we'll let him in the country, but he can't win.
I think they're going to retain.
You think so?
Oh, because I mean, Sammy's Syrian, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I take it seriously. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I think they'll let him in, but I don't know if they're going to let him win, you know? And I'm still kind of hesitant on letting him in there. Like, sure, you've restored diplomatic relations with Saudi Arabia and Syria, but you know there's crazy fans out there.
He should go full heel and come out in the Syrian flag.
Yeah.
Fuck all you guys.
Oh, my God.
You know he wants to.
Oh, yeah. Hey, let me do it, Vince. Okay, Vince will probably go, do it.
It's still wild to me because I have a buddy who works at WWE and he's just like, all right, like, I'll do that for you when I get back from Saudi. And you're like, you're flying to Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. It's still
for
wild.
Wrestling. That's crazy. Good for him.
Two more items I have in news and then we'll do our picks. Liv Morgan, unfortunately, our friend Liv Morgan is injured and had to vacate the tag titles with Raquel Rodriguez. They're having some kind of tournament for that now, but I just wanted to wish... Good well wishes to Liv Morgan. Hopefully she recovers quickly, you know. And then the last thing I put here, AJ Styles was interviewed about the World Heavyweight Championship, and he called it a secondary title. The title he's competing for.
Oh, like, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, I'm like, guy, come on. Like, you're supposed to put the belt over. If he's talking shit about it, and he's obviously not going to win. I feel like that's so, the thing. If you're talking shit about it and calling it secondary, I feel like he's not winning it.
Mark me down for Rollins, but we'll get to that.
Right, yeah, exactly. And it's just, you know, it's unfortunate. I honestly respect the World Heavyweight title more than the Universal title. It has more lineage.
Yeah.
More, I think it's not a secondary title. I know I'm in the minority. Everybody thinks it's a consolation prize. I get it. I don't see it that way. I love that title, big gold, and I was excited about it up until I just saw AJ call it a second title. I'm like, oh, well, fuck, he doesn't even care.
In my mind, that's the main title still.
Yeah.
Hogan.
That's the one with the lineage, the World Heavyweight Championship. That's the real title to me.
Hey,
I'm surprised you would say that.
What's the lineage in the Universal title? Finn?
Finn KO? Losing it. Yeah, it was, and it switching from red to blue.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just whack. But anyway, that's all the news we have.
One more injury, though. And it's kind of has something to do with the London card, the United Empire.
Right. The other dude from the United Empire,
Mark Davis
is injured. We were there in New Japan for that. Kyle Fletcher came out and vacated both the New Japan Strong and the Heavyweight IWGP titles.
That was probably going to be London, right?
That was going to be a big
against
London.
FTR. So yeah. Let's say you know.
I wonder how they're going to handle that. I guess they'll do a tournament, maybe.
Well, I noticed the last 2 weeks they've really been showcasing Fletcher on his own. So maybe the injury's been a while.
Yeah. He's challenging Orange Cassidy for that international title. Do you want to see him win that?
I love him. There's something about him. He's a little green, and he's obviously behind Ospreay's shadow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, almost like the Virgil of United Empire.
Yeah. That tracks.
I look at Davis as the Arn Anderson, like he's got that look. But I would like to see him win because I don't think a lot of American fans know who he is.
Yeah.
Or Davis.
That's another rumor is that the reason that Cassidy has been defending it every week is because they're trying to build up that international title so that it's gonna be like the main thing for Collision.
Okay.
Like that's gonna be the title.
That's the Collision title.
Yeah.
So we'll see. A good idea.
It's a good idea. I think.
I get way too many titles. I mean.
All right, so we got some picks to do. We'll try and get through these as quickly as possible because it's two different pay-per-views.
Take some time, dude.
Yeah. Beautiful. We got two different pay-per-views.
I love picks.
Got a rescue dog at home. It's probably tearing up the place. Speak.
Well, we'll do these as quick as we can. We got Double or Nothing picks first.
Sweet.
We're going to start with Ethan Page and the Guns versus Cassidy, Brother Cassidy, I think is what he's calling himself, and the Hardys. I mean, what a downgrade for the Guns from being the tag champions to this match, which is probably going to be the kickoff match on the pay-per-view.
You know, ever since I gave Austin a ride to his hotel after Hunkamania, the Guns have gone downhill. So
it's your fault. Awesome.
Yes, it is.
All right.
If you can't afford an Uber, then,
yeah,
you know.
Gun. A sales pitch in him, I should be his heel manager. But, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm gonna pick the Guns and Page because they lost that whatever deletion fucking match was, the firm deletion. So if they lost that, then I'm sure the Guns and Ethan Page are gonna go over on this next one.
I'm gonna pick the Hardys because they really seem to be driving it home. If the Hardys and Cassidy win, that Matt Hardy is in charge of Ethan's contract. I mean, they're really building that up. So I'm going to go with the.
You know
Cassidy
what? You're right. You're right. I'm going to go.
Yeah, I'm going to go Hardys also because of Earl's logic.
Yeah,
but it's wrestling though.
Also, it's just the Hardys. Like,
but this is the worst way to predict a wrestling card with logic.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to stick with my guns. Get it? See what
Hello.
I did there? Hello. All right. I'm going to stick to my guns. All right. Jericho versus Adam Cole in an unsanctioned match. I mean, Adam Cole has to win. He has to win, right?
I mean, once again, logically, yes. Yeah. Adam Cole should win. But, you know, Jericho's very powerful in the AEW ranks.
Yeah.
But he's pretty good at putting people over, and I think he realizes Cole winning serves the company better. Like, Jericho doesn't need a win.
No.
He doesn't need a title.
No.
He's Jericho.
I think Jericho's also touring right now, too, right?
Yeah, Fozzy.
Yeah, he's Fozzying it up right now. I'll go Adam Cole. I think Adam Cole needs a big win. Adam Cole needs a lot right now.
Yeah,
I think so. I think this is the least that he needs right now. Yeah.
How about you, Earl?
Cole.
Of course, you're a baby. All right.
I just bought his T-shirt. I'm back, baby. He does have good merch. I will give him that.
All right, we got Jade Cargill versus our friend Taya Valkyrie for the TBS Championship. They had this match before. Taya lost. So I think finally we're going to get the streak broken from Jade. I'm going to go with our buddy Taya. Earl?
Little known fact about Taya. She was the first XPW women's champion.
That's right.
Here's the thing. I don't think Jade's going to lose at this pay-per-view. I think you have her lose in London.
Okay.
It's much more of an impact. I want Taya to win because she's a friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me I was funny once. So
only once?
That's just once.
Well, she
told me I'm funny twice.
She's seen me like 12 times. But, so I wanted to win, but I think Jade will win.
All right. Dan?
Same. I love Taya. I would consider her a friend. So I would say, but I think Jade's going to win this. I don't think this is when they're going to take it off Jade. Because, same thing, her loss is such a big deal that I don't think. Doing it at Double or Nothing. I would wait till London. And I think you want her walking into London as the champ.
All right.
And then maybe I mean, I'm not trying to book, but, you know, I'm sure Sasha Banks' injury will be healed by London.
Sasha Jade is sick.
Right.
That would be a good match.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
All right. That's great. Next Mercedes.
Mercedes.
I can't call. What was Claudio's name in WWE?
Cesaro.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's always Cesaro.
I can't call Mercedes. I'm calling her Sasha. I mean, there's no.
But that's a great. I mean, if they do it right, London should be one of the most stacked cards of all time, like if it's done correctly.
It's going to be great.
Name drop. I got to meet her co-worker from Disney. The Bo-Katan from The Mandalorian was there at New Japan supporting her.
Oh, cool.
Apparently, also the armorer, the chick that's the armorer, was there too.
I don't know. Really?
Yeah. All right. Moving along, we got the 21-man Blackjack Battle Royal for the International Championship. I thought that was a funny way that they set that match up. I don't know if you saw that.
I did.
It's like 20 guys ran into Tony Khan's office to ask for a title shot, so I'll just fight all of them. And then plus me, that's 21, so Blackjack. who wins this? I mean, we don't even know who the 21 men are going to be.
I'm looking at my list here. I don't even see the competitors.
I'll just go with Orange Cassidy wins because I feel like that's what's going to happen.
I mean, he's the only guy we know that's wrestling, but I think this is tailor-made. I don't know how they're going to do it if they all come in at the same time.
It's a battle royal, so they have to all be in the ring at once when it starts.
This is tailor-made for the big surprise. Like, oh, my God, they brought this guy back. I don't know who that could be. I'm assuming they'll save any whopper surprise for London. But, I mean, I'll go with Orange Cassidy, I guess.
17 TBD competitors. Can I just choose 17 TBD? Like, I have one of the TBDs. Can I be like, I think it's going to be a TBD?
Yeah, sure.
I don't think TBD. Well, actually, Powerhouse Hobbs on here, you know, he's good. No, I'm going to go TBD. I think we don't know who's going to win.
All right.
Wardlow
versus Christian Cage in a ladder match for the TNT title. They've hotshot that title so much that I don't care about this match.
Yeah.
But Christian Cage in a ladder match is always a good time.
Yeah.
I don't think he wins, though. I think Wardlow. I think I'm going Wardlow.
I mean, logically, Wardlow should win. Cage is the king of the ladder matches for sure, but I don't... They need to start building Wardlow up for London. Like, so it's funny, all this stuff is at, really, Forbidden Door, this paper.
Yeah.
It's all building towards London. You have to have Wardlow win.
Do you?
I mean, you don't have to, but...
No, I think I go Christian Cage. I think... just because... Yeah, he is the king of the ladder match, and I think he could be he could do something pretty cool with the TNT championship.
You know what? I'm going for Cage, but for a different reason.
Yeah.
He's also got Luchasaurus.
That's what I'm saying. If he wins, it's going to be schmozzed up with Luchasaurus, no question. He's not going to win clean over Wardlow.
Yeah.
But I do think
he could do something with it.
The thing is this, with AEW, is that if you want to, like, fix something over there, you bring in one of these seasoned WWE guys they do fix things.
Yeah.
They have a training. I mean, whatever. That's a bigger existential wrestling thing, I'd say. That these guys go to AEW. No one gets better at AEW.
Right.
That's my hot take.
Sting does.
Sting's a WWE guy. The WWE guys are the WWE guys come in. I mean, he's not a WWE guy, but he's a WCW. You know, I put him in that same camp. Those guys, they're training. They come in and they're television actors.
Right.
And you can tell. And the AEW guys, I feel like, man, someone needs to teach them how to be on TV. And it just never happens.
Yeah.
They don't have a lot of original, great promo guys.
Oh, news that I forgot.
It's because they don't hire writers. No, it's the big problem with AEW.
Well, here's the thing that...
I would love to write for them.
Here's the news. Apparently, Bryan Danielson's going to be one of the heads of creative in the Collision show.
I mean...
So finally, Tony Khan's finally relinquishing a little bit of responsibility onto Bryan Danielson, which is, you know, I trust him. He did apparently a great job in WWE. So...
You still should have proper... TV writers.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they need people writing and coaching these guys on how to be engaging for a television camera.
Or look at it.
Yeah.
You know,
or even know where it is.
Acknowledge where the hard cam is.
Yeah.
I do like Daddy Magic. Yeah. Like, that guy's funny. Yeah, that guy's like, good. He's kind of a, like a buffoon in the Jericho Appreciation Society. But that's a guy who gets where the cameras are.
Oh, well, he went through the system. He went through the system. He was in WWE.
Where the eyes are. You know what makes my nipples hard? And he stares right into the camera. Like, that guy should teach, you know, maybe he phases out of, because he's not really active. Like,
not really.
Unless he's jobbing.
Yeah.
But you're right. Like, they need to hire wrestling fans who are also good writers. Not right. fans, but, like, not marks, but, like, guys like us. Like,
yeah. Well, WWE does it, and there are guys who come in there, and they do, I mean, whatever. I'm going on. We're just doing predictions. I don't go on a whole tangent. It'll make it take forever. But it is frustrating because the AEW product, I think they have so much great talent. I think the TV show suffers.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, next up, we got Jamie Hayter versus Toni Storm for the Women's Championship. I thought we already had this match.
Did
this match already happen?
They've probably, yeah.
Pretty sure they've wrestled before. I love Jamie Hayter, but she's had the belt for a while, and I think Toni Storm is kind of, the storm is brewing. Ha! You see what I did there, too? I'm going to go with Storm.
But this is a tough one because there's pros and cons for each one of them winning. I'm going to go. I feel the same way about this as I do the Jade match. I don't think you have Hayter lose at this pay-per-view.
Ooh, she's got to go. Is she British?
Yeah, yes. Hayter is. So she's got to go over.
She's got to go over there and with her championship. Or lose it and get a rematch and win it over there.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Hayter because we still have Forbidden Door. Like, that's the fly in the ointment.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, this feels like the warm-up comic to Forbidden Door. Like, there's not a lot of buzz around this pay-per-view.
Took them a while to fucking announce the 9 matches we have in front of us right now. Dan?
Oh, I think they're just going to, just to get it right, I'm going to say Jamie Hayter, but I like the booking of having Toni go over. Maybe ever go over like really bad, really strong, and have Jamie build up to London.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. You have a little bit of time before August to tell a cool story there.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
All right. I picked Storm just to be.
I'm going
to
go Hayter just because I think they're going to do it. They're going to be lazy about it.
Probably.
All right. FTR versus Team Impact, Double J and Jay Lethal. For the tag championships with Mark Briscoe as the special guest referee.
I love juiced up Jeff Jarrett. He looks great.
He looks amazing.
I love to see it. What is he, 60?
He's 55, so he's a year older than me. And I saw him in Nashville at the Flair Roast.
Yeah.
He's pretty jacked.
He looks great.
He does, and a great heel. You know, I know people are against him. Like, oh, you got this old WWE guy. Come on, there's Miro's waiting in the wings for this. But he... I think in the right match, and this, I think FTR is going to win, obviously. I love Jay Lethal. Jay Lethal's awesome. So this is almost a humor match, I think. I think FTR is going to beat him up. You know, maybe there's something at the end with Briscoe gets involved. Or maybe Briscoe costs. I'm going with FTR, but I can see Briscoe turning on FTR.
Okay.
Yeah, FTR. I'll go with FTR for the win, but I just want to appreciate Jeff Jarrett.
I know, I'm kind of like leaning towards Team Impact on this.
Yeah.
Well, I did notice for the first time they had Satnam Singh without his shirt on.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like they've been trying to hide his body. He's pretty jacked. I mean, like...
Yeah.
I mean, for God's sakes, he's 7'4".
Huge.
Yeah.
But I thought that was interesting. That was almost a baby showcase for him to start whatever they're going to do with him, you know, instead of being in a suit or some big... you know, he's pretty... Well built.
I'm going to go with Team Impact. Fuck it. Yeah.
The stakes are high.
Stakes are high. All right. We got the Big Black Cock. Oh, I mean, the Blackpool Combat Club.
The
BCC.
That's Earl's other podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Versus the Elite. Anarchy in the Arena. So that's going to be a fun, crazy spot festival, I'm sure.
Yeah. This is like, who cares? It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be awesome regardless. Yeah,
it doesn't really matter who wins.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Elite. I think they win this one. Blackpool Combat Club has been like beating their ass for weeks on end, so I feel like they have to win the match. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like these all over the arena. Like, I just want to see a match in the fucking ring.
Yeah.
But They don't care what Earl wants.
yeah, obviously, the Earl wants shirts with no holes, and they don't give a fuck.
That's pro wrestling tees problem. Yeah. But I mean, I'm going with the Elite because I want them to win, but this match will not harm the loser. Like, it doesn't really matter. You're going to see Omega do a V-trigger off the second colonnade.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with you in the sense that, like, I don't want to waste any Kenny Omega out of the ring. So it's like, in that sense, I'm like, I don't want to see this. But that being said, I'm sure I'll watch it and be like, oh, that was a good time, just like all the ones during the pandemic in the stadium. But I do think the Elite go over because this is like their big... we're back party, right?
Yeah. We got Hangman back. He's not gonna lose with that, especially with that eye patch. Anyway, and then finally, the World Championship match for AEW, the Four Pillars Four Way: Sammy Guevara, Darby Allin, Jungle Boy, and MJF. There is no way MJF loses this match, so I'm just gonna go ahead and put him down. I'm guessing MJF.
Yeah, I mean, I choose MJF, but this match just proves my point, right? It's like these are the four pillars of it, and none of them are ready to be champion, except for the guy he could have been champion day one.
Yeah.
You know, like none of these guys are Sammy Guevara, Jungle Boy, Darby. They're really not developing. They're not.
The closest.
Am I wrong?
No. Yeah.
No. I mean, Jungle Boy, I love him. Like, he is a great wrestler, but on the mic, he's a little green still.
Right.
You know, and it's tough, you know. Like, we're all comics and entertainers.
Yeah.
Not everyone can get on a mic, you know. It's, it's a tough fucking...
Oh, shit, these guys are watching this?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
No one's watching this. I'm actually saying that the company's failing them.
Yeah.
Like, these are young guys who need some guidance, and they're throwing them on TV without really giving them good scripts and good... practice, you know, like, good, you know.
Sammy is the closest thing they have to next in line, I would say, out of those four. And even he's having issues because he's coming out cutting babyface promos, forgetting that he's a heel that everybody hates. Like, why is he cutting a fucking superhero babyface promo?
Yeah.
Like, no one wants that.
I know. You were like, we did make you see you make mistakes. You, like, proposed to the wrong woman in front of us. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that was kind of interesting, but it didn't fit what we're doing.
Yeah. Like, it was a good promo. It was a good babyface promo. But you're not a babyface. So what are you doing? Yeah, I don't know. So MJF?
Yeah, I mean, like, you talk about a guy who's ready on the mic from day one.
He's amazing. He is amazing.
Like, Perry just like the look he's got an interesting look, you know.
Yeah.
But he reminds me of Lance Storm on the mic. Like, he's trying to, like, be entertaining, but it's like Wheeler Yuta, you know.
Yeah.
He's a great wrestler. We saw him yesterday, but some guys just don't have it on the mic.
I can't.
You don't
have
it. That's why the best wrestlers can take over Hollywood, because it's so hard.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be good at every single facet of entertainment, and you have to look perfect. Like, when you're a top wrestler, you can slot right into Hollywood, because it's amazing. And then some people are just wrestlers and this and that. But so yeah, it's difficult. So I'm saying I'm being sympathetic to it, but that's what's frustrating to me, is that when you watch this show and whatever, I made the point like four times over, you watch a show and you're like, man, I wish someone was at least helping these guys, like giving them that edge, writing them something good to say so that they don't just have to kill their bodies to not even advance their careers forward, you know?
You're talking about Darby specifically. No, I'm just kidding.
I love Darby Allin. I'm a huge mark. I bought Darby Allin merch. I think he's one of the best, like, daredevil wrestlers I've ever seen in that way. But, man, you give him a microphone and it's the whole thing crumbles. I mean, maybe just don't give him one at all, you know?
I mean, I would think Sting would be like, dude, this is what got my Crow gimmick over. I was quiet. I was brooding. I was dark. I was evil.
Yeah.
Like, you'd think Sting would be the perfect guy. Not that he was ever known for amazing promos, but, you know, he worked with Flair and Dusty.
Yeah.
You would think he'd be able to give him some tips. You know, some guys just don't have it on the mic.
No. Yeah. But you're right. You thought he'd be, when you'd think Darby's just the perfect guy, hang up in the rafters. But I will say this, I'm loving this version. I love Sting's promos lately. Like, I love his just like
pulling out cheerleader pom poms from his jacket.
Yeah, he like looks scary, but then he's like a dad at a backyard, like 4 year old's like backyard party or something. Like everybody, like I don't know, I kind of enjoy his thing.
I like his no selling. He did that gimmick where like the Young Bucks super kicked him and just stared at him. Someone else said, it wasn't Juice Robinson, but had him in like their finisher and put him through a table. He just gets up and stares at that was fun. That's someone, I guarantee you, some writer said, dude, it's funny if you like do a little humor now. Like everyone knows you're just the evil, dark Sting. Kiss makeup. Why don't you start no selling? And it's funny. And his high flying for Sting is jumping off the fucking front of the facade. Like, you know, someone talked him into that. So,
That was wild. All right, I'm derailing us. Go predict. I love talking about wrestling so much.
So we got 9 matches picked for Double or Nothing, and I'm assuming that 4 more will get announced before fucking this weekend.
Yeah,
because AEW can't do a pay per view without 37 matches for some reason. Thankfully, we have the picks for Night of Champions for WWE, and they're only giving us 5 per pay-per-view, which is great. So we'll start. Night of Champions, Saudi Arabia. Gunther versus Ali, who won the title shot via Battle Royal. So, look, I'm not trying to say that WWE is racist, and the only reason he won is because they're going over there and they need somebody from there. But also, he's gonna die. That's what's gonna happen. Gunther's gonna kill him on TV, and that's my pick, Gunther.
I mean, it's gonna be a great way to get Gunther over as a heel if he just beats the shit out of one of their own.
I think that's the plan.
The airport or not, that's another thing. But because people don't fuck around. You know, it's serious business over there. So, like, you better I don't know. Gunther better have security going to the airport.
He needs Gunther needs more heel heat. His very loose Nazi gimmick is not enough.
I enjoy it myself, but and I'm Jewish.
No. I love the whole Imperium thing. It's great. I'm picking Gunther.
Gunther. And he's great.
All right, next up, Bianca Belair versus Asuka again. Didn't we just see this at WrestleMania?
We did.
If Asuka loses again, then Asuka means nothing. So I'm going to go with Asuka. Again. I always pick against Bianca Belair, and I always get proven wrong. But I'm going to stick to my guns. I'm going to keep picking against her. Not because I'm racist and I don't like, you know. It's just because it's enough. We've had enough. And a lot of people are complaining about that, by the way, too, about Bianca's title reign being too long. So I'm going to go with Asuka.
I mean, I don't really care who wins.
I think you are a racist. I just want to go on record and say that.
Thank you. New Japan.
Yeah, I thought that was odd.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not
saying I do have Texas just all over my current shirt right now, so who knows?
I'm going to go with Bianca.
All
right. Yeah, I go Bianca. I don't think Asuka's going to lose again, and that is what it is.
I do hope Asuka wins, just because she needs, like, they're burying this girl for some reason.
She was undefeated in NXT. It was so great. Now, just, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
The white-on-white crime, Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar. The Aryan race versus the Aryan race.
I mean, I don't like it when the whites fight each other.
I mean,
Cody's half Cuban.
I know.
Then I'm ready for Brock.
Brock's winning, though. I mean, I don't see Brock losing twice to Cody.
Well, I mean, that's a tough one. I mean,
yeah.
I don't think Brock he'll do the favors once. I don't think he's doing the favors twice.
I mean,
gotta keep Cody strong, right?
I have to wait my turn.
No, you don't. You just get in there.
You get in where you want.
No, yeah, I agree. Brock will go over. Brock, they let Cody, you let Cody, you know, and this is fired up, Brock. His face is all busted, you know, like he's going to get his retribution. It's going to be nasty, but Cody's going to look strong as shit.
Yeah, he'll look good. And they're still trying to get Cody and Roman for WrestleMania 40. So we still have time to rebuild Cody from now to then.
I pop so hard for the Cody, the whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I love it every time.
It's so good. It took 6 years to catch on.
It's the beauty of wrestling is like that organic, unplanned.
Yeah, because he was using that song in the Indies. He was using that song in Japan. But yeah, now it's a thing and it's working. It's beautiful.
I do have one minor tweak though. The beginning of the song, the wrestling has more than one royal family. I do like it in theory, but you can't really hear, like live, you can't hear it. Even on TV, it doesn't really read.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because I remember when The Rock had Do You Smell What The Rock Is Cooking? And I remember when he switched it. I remember the first time I heard it, when he switched to If You Smell. Remember, like, when he switched, and I was like, what is he doing? Like, what? That's a con-. And then, like, after all, you're, oh, yeah, that was right. It was give something a little higher energy.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Yeah, they should fix that. They could tweak it. I mean, don't tweak it like they did in AEW where they made it Snoop Dogg. That was weird. My God.
No.
Anyway, so Brock for you?
Or don't put Shane in the ring with Snoop Dogg. What?
Oh, my God.
I say Brock.
Brock?
I'm going to go with Cody.
Cody!
Because Brock doesn't need a win. Brock is like Jericho. Like, he doesn't need a win.
He doesn't need it. No. But I'm just saying, logically, like we were saying, like I don't think Brock's going to do the favors twice.
Yeah, I mean, we know just through certain back channels, Brock's not a big fan of putting guys over.
No.
So,
I'll
go with Cody.
All right, we got AJ Styles versus Seth Rollins for the, quote, AJ, the secondary title. But I'm super stoked about this match anyway. I just think it'll be a good match, and I'm just glad to see a new championship or the old championship back. I'm going to go Rollins because of AJ's comments. I was going to go AJ because I love, you know, I'm Bullet Club for life, but I just don't think... I don't think you would be allowed to call it a secondary title if you're going to win it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I go Seth. I go Seth here just because I don't think AJ has any real momentum right now since he's been out for a while. I think the point of this match is to establish AJ Styles back as a heavyweight. And I think they know that he's ready to go or they wouldn't put him in the spot. And I think AJ is going to be like, wow, AJ is fucking healed up. I think that's all you need from AJ in this match is for everyone to go, did you see AJ in that match? Yeah. I think AJ might still have it.
Yeah.
He don't need the title.
Yeah, and he could win it at like SummerSlam or something else, you know?
I just want to say, that being said, I truly hate this version of Seth Rollins. I really don't like it.
The Joker?
I don't like it at all. It's like maybe the number two guy in all of pro wrestling just deciding to be a complete clown shoe. Not into it.
Yeah, I mean, he walks out like Paul Stanley in the mid-80s.
It makes those... It's just all over the place. It's like the kid from... You know, remember the movie Big Daddy? He would just go in the closet and just, like, put on anything he wanted to wear.
Yeah.
It doesn't make... There's nothing cohesive about the gimmick. The chant is over, but that's cheap heat. Getting a chant over is easier. Yeah. Anyone can get a chant over.
You just got to have a chant that people can sing. And you get that over. I mean, Nakamura has it.
It's fucking, to be honest, the Seth Rollins thing, it gets me worked up. It's sad that this is what Seth Rollins is going to waste, like, 5 years of his career as this stupid gimmick.
Hey, fuck him. He almost killed Sting. He knew what he was doing.
Ruined Finn Balor's Universal title run. I don't like Seth Rollins, but...
John Cena's nose,
Oh, yeah. And then he's selling the You Can't See Knee shirt.
Oh, my God.
Remember that?
Yeah, I remember
that. I should have bought that.
But I will say, Seth Rollins' comments on CM Punk, we see eye to eye on that.
That was great, but he was dressed like Debbie Does Dallas. Like, he was dressed, do you remember that?
Yeah.
It's like you're supposed to take him seriously, but then it's like he's wearing a cowboy hat and
sharing wardrobe with his
shirt.
Wife.
But it's also when that fan did a double leg takedown on him.
Yeah.
Like, by the entranceway, I do think he's going to win this, but like, he got taken down by a fan.
I didn't see that.
A couple months ago, what was it, like maybe five, 6 months ago, this guy just stormed him and put him in a double and took him down pretty easily.
Wow.
So now you could say, well, he wasn't prepared for some rogue fan.
Yeah.
But like, he should have been able to, like, because this guy wasn't like a huge guy. So.
Man, where's the sprawl, man?
Yeah, he should be able to block a double leg takedown. Yeah.
So you didn't pick AJ or Rollins?
Rollins.
Rollins?
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, KO and Sammy versus Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa. And I'm going to go with the Bloodline. Because, like I said earlier, I feel like, we'll let Sammy in, but he ain't winning.
I mean, it would be pretty sweet to give him a win and have him draped in a Syrian flag, and you know, some helicopter comes over the ring and takes him out. But
that's not gonna happen.
I wouldn't say. I mean, you know, there's a lot of fucking nuts over there. Like, oh, you let this Syrian in? Well, his side killed seven of my family. But yeah, Bloodline.
I actually can't believe he's wrestling there. I didn't think it would happen, but
I'd be like, hey Vince, I'm gonna take this week off.
Yeah. I still think KO and Sammy are going to win, but I think they're just going to very much avoid. They're going to play the fact that he's, you know, they're playing his Canadian face. You know what I mean? Like they're going to just think he's, you know, they're like, hey, these are two Canadian. They're going to play up how Canadian these guys are. You know what I mean?
But knowing Vince, like we all know him, I could see him telling Sammy, hey, lean into the Syrian stuff. Like, yeah. Vince don't give a fuck.
I'm surprised Rhea's not on this card.
Well, I mean,
she is. Rhea versus Natalya is for the WWE Women's Championship.
Really? I thought there were only five matches.
Nope. On SmackDown, they had like a, you know, Natalya came up and
Eddie, you're fired.
So they're doing Rhea Ripley. I have it on the Wikipedia card here, which is the most official place for wrestling cards.
Well, we know Rhea's winning that.
Yeah, Rhea, that's just a reason to get Rhea to wrestle over there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's Becky Lynch versus Trish.
That's happening too in Night of Champions?
Yep.
That's a lot of women's matches in Saudi Arabia. All right.
Yep.
All right. So Becky, I mean, you're picking Rhea, right?
Yeah.
All right.
She's kind of cute. Like, is she married to someone?
Rhea?
She's
This is Buddy Matthews.
She dates Buddy Matthews.
Oh, the big guy in the House of Black. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No problem, Mr. Matthews.
almost every guy I talk to is like, she's hot. Is that weird that I think she's hot?
She's growing on me.
I've always been attracted to her. She's very sexy, I think.
I think I saw a picture of her with no makeup. Like she was working out or something. And I was like, oh, like without all that, you know, kabuki makeup on or whatever.
Yeah.
Or the goth.
This goth
look.
You know, I'm a goth,
she's hot.
I'm a goth kid, so that's right up my alley. I wasn't aware how much I was into her until my wife finally, we get it, you're into Rhea. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, but your wife's probably into Buddy Matthews.
Yeah, I mean, who isn't? I mean, I'm into Buddy Matthews, fuck.
Oh my God, he's jacked
he's
up.
He's so jacked, dude. Yeah, All right, so wait, Becky and who? Trish.
Becky versus Trish.
I mean, I couldn't care less about this one, but I'm assuming Becky wins.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Becky.
Much aligned in the WWE card. I think the only like weird thing is I got Asuka and you guys got Bianca, and then Earl's got Cody and we got Brock. But everything else we're pretty much aligned. The AEW card's a little more sporadic, I think.
It's harder, you know, AEW, like there's a certain amount of normalcy in WWE where they don't go by the book completely, but it's like they're a little more, all right. This makes sense to have this person go over. Like, AEW, like, I can see Jericho beating Cole. You know, just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Who knows? Yeah. So. All right. Well, that'll do it for this week's episode. Dan, thank you for joining us.
Oh, yeah. It was a blast. Thanks for having me.
Of course. You're welcome here anytime. Please.
I like our punk arguments. I like that you and I will argue about punk. Yeah.
Is our producer still alive? We haven't heard a peep from her.
John's not here today, but we got a John replacement, which is much better, much easier on the eyes than John is.
I mean,
got canceled. You called yourself racist the whole time, and it turns out you weren't racist. You were sexist.
I'm just trying to get canceled so we can get Earl some more spots and I can get famous. You know how it works in this country now.
I mean, you know, I've never forced myself on a woman. I've never, like, been a pig up here. I've had certain
problem, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, there's definitely some openings with some of the recent cancellations in comedy. You know,
yeah.
Accused me of something.
Accuse him of something.
Accuse him of something.
I molested Dan right before the podcast.
But the problem is everyone knows that was consensual. Everyone knows. I'm into it.
You got to move to Austin, and then you'll be fine.
I mean, I'm not in. I'm not in. The lineup Rogan's ass is at capacity. Believe me, I've looked into it.
All right, Dan. Please let all of the people know what you got going on. I know you have more shows coming.
Oh, yeah. If you're in L.A., check out Last Improv Show. It's every other Friday, essentially, at Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles. We have bring in like a celebrity monologist, and we do, you know, scenes off their stories and stuff. It's pretty fun. We're doing that. If someone's in D.C., we're doing 2 weeks at the Kennedy Center.
Hey, watch it, man. That's family.
Yeah. Oh, you're a D.C. guy?
No, he's a Kennedy.
You're a Kennedy?
My aunt is Ethel Kennedy.
Oh, my God. Who's Ethel? Which is
Ethel was married to Bobby Kennedy.
Wow.
I think that would get me more spots.
That's fucking awesome, bro. You well, got a Kennedy. You got a Kennedy.
You have the jawline.
You have the jawline.
The nose is Skakel. It's definitely a Skakel nose. Yeah. Forehead is, I don't know what that is. Cro-Magnon.
Post-shooting, at least. Yeah. I would say, Kennedy Center, July 11th through the 23rd. We're doing that in honor of Earl.
And, I can't even get booked on that show. It's literally in a facility named after my cousin.
Yeah, cool. And you can check that out. That's enough. Follow me on Instagram at Dan Black Attack, and you can check my set. I did a set recently on Late Night with James Corden when that show was on the air. You can watch that on YouTube.
Yeah, he did wrestling jokes that were awesome, and the guest monologists that you were mentioning—they're huge names. Like, I've look on the internet, look on Dan's Instagram. You'll see some of the names. Big A-listers. Definitely check that out, for sure. At Dan Black Attack.
Yeah. Check out at Comedy Pulse Show. It's another show we do at the Virgil in L.A.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm giving too many plugs. It's, like, overwhelming. But check that show out. That show's every other month at the Virgil in L.A. And it's pole dancing and stand-up. And it's very fucking fun.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Cool. We'll put all the info on the, down in the video things, on the descriptions. Yeah. You can follow me at RRBG Podcast. Interviewing next, I think... I was supposed to get it done today so I can post it tomorrow, but it's probably going to go up on Wednesday. But I got RJ City coming up on the next episode. That should be fun. Earl, where can they find you?
At Earl Skakel, everywhere, even on Patreon. I've got 12 patrons. Let's get me to 15.
Oh, I hid my number so people don't know how many I have. So it's
I'm honest. I mean, Kevin Brennan, that's like 950. The comic book guy, Johnson, Brian Johnson, he has like 7,000.
Like I said, you just got to make your dick pic one of the reward tiers and you'll be all set.
I did get a dick pic request.
Oh, did you?
On
it worked?
Twitter. The guy was like, hey, no homo, but I got to see the pic.
How is it no homo? I mean, it's very much...
Which is fine, but like... Yeah. And then I did get a girl saying, hey, are the stories true? So if you're cool, I'll send you my dick pic. I only
That's
have
a
one.
Kennedy dick. That's a big deal.
No, it's a Skakel dick. It's even a bigger deal. Kennedys have old peepees.
Yeah, it's made an appearance on this show. He showed it to Jasmine St. Clair.
Well, I mean, Jasmine's used to seeing like 14 inchers. I mean, I'm like, Jasmine, let's build some. Like,
was she a porn star?
Yeah, she did the gangbang on Jerry's. You know, there was a period of time, long story short, where there was gangbang wars.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like the Houston 500.
Yeah, Houston 500.
She was the OG, and then Jasmine was like, well, I'm going to fuck 700 guys. And then there was the girl who went on Springer, Annabelle Chong. She was a big sci-fi fan, so she's like, I want to fuck 2,000 guys, and then I'm going to marry the 2,001st guy, because that's my favorite movie.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
What a creative idea.
Yeah.
What a lucky guy that guy was.
Yeah, that way.
2,000 guys before you. I'm good.
So, like, we're getting the logistics, and we're done with this podcast, but just in a gangbang, to count as a fuck, the guy has to finish?
Well, no, I actually... performed at a gangbang once. Comedy.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell
Earl.
The quickest
You
version.
Are inappropriate, Earl. 100%, I love this. But you live the gimmick.
100%. There is no gimmick. they had an NBA shot clock up, and each guy had and I became friends with the girl. Because I was literally in a room of, I think it was 300 guys, and I was the only guy... not fucking her, or had no interest in having sex with her, so we became friends. We still talk.
At
this gangbang, it was 8 seconds. You had to be inside of her for 8 seconds, or it didn't count.
Oh, so you don't have to finish.
No, and then...
just a couple pumps.
There had to be a halftime, because this girl was like...
Yeah, you gotta put some ice on that.
Yeah, you think Omega does wacky moves. This guy, this girl is out of control.
Well, yeah, of course.
So she's crying to me at craft services because I was like literally the only guy being a human towards her. And I'm like, what's wrong? Do you need to take a break? Do you want to stop? Wow. It's like, no, my doctor said I can only do 3 anal scenes a week because my ass is going to explode.
Wow. Oh, wait, that sucks that the guys don't treat her nice. I figured it was a whole happy,
yeah.
Well, I'm saying it would be like kind of a fun, like everyone's just celebrating sex.
This is a get in there.
Yeah, this is. We just need numbers. All right, number 453. You're next.
Well, because
So they wanted me to do crowd work, basically.
Oh my God!
Like, hey, number 353. Yeah, how's it hanging? You'll be there. It's not your turn yet, but like, it was horrible. I was bombing for 2 hours.
Well, at least you weren't the fluffer, so. Right.
Well,
wow.
That was like my probably one of my best paying gigs ever. It was $2,500 cash. Right. Yeah. And this was like a year into my comedy. I didn't have 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And I told the guys, like, I don't care. He's like, you want to make $2,500 cash? I'm like, yeah, sure.
Wow.
So, is that available on video on demand somewhere? Or
no,
is it on your Patreon? Or
yeah, it's on my Patreon. Sign up. It's in the $20 tier.
Oh, man. Well, hey,
everybody. I would kill to watch just your set from that.
During
your hours. I was bombing.
I would kill. Like, I don't care about the gangbang. I watch you trying to do whatever you were doing.
Well, because you're in, you know, everyone's in a line and they're in white. I think they were given standard issue white Hanes, Speedos, or whatever. Yeah. And there's every guy's like jacking off, and you know, and I'm trying to, hey, anyone from out of town? Hey, didn't I see you? And there are definitely guys double dipping.
That's what I'm saying. Do you get back in line?
You're not supposed to, because they were trying to get the Guinness Book of World Records or whatever they were. It needed to be like 300 different dudes, and there was definitely some guys that were like, hey, dude, I just saw you an hour ago. Like, what are you doing here?
Oh, my God. He had, like, a fake mustache.
Sunglasses and a hoodie.
Sombrero.
And then one guy was like, well, my wife doesn't get home till 6, so I figured out another time. Your wife? Like, what's going on here?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you next week. Please make sure to follow this show at Comedy Store Wrestling on Instagram, at Store is War on Twitter. We'll see you next week.